Hey, it's me, Shelby Quinn, your tiny little friend in your telephone or your computer, wherever I am, in the other Big Brother podcast. So, Christy's talking to Mickey and Holly up in the HOH room, and she's like, I'm just checking in, and they all want Nick out, and they're all good with that. And then they say, what about you, Christy, being the pawn next to Nick? Would you be okay with that? And Christy freaks out. She's not I'm not comfortable with this. I didn't think this was going to happen so soon. I didn't know. It's so soon. She kept saying so soon, so soon, so soon. And, you know, Mickey kind of leaves the room. And he's like, did we make the right decision? Like, keeping her? Like, what is happening right now? She is really freaking out a lot. And remember back in the beginning, she, as part of her deal to stay in the house, she's like, I will be a pawn. Just do it, whatever. Got to get rid of Nick. And so once Christy leaves the room, Holly and Mickey are like, what just happened? Like, she said she would be a pawn, and now she's totally freaking out, and she's backtracking, and she's taking on. And Holly's like, this is why I was nervous about her staying in the house. So then Holly kind of comes up with the idea of maybe they could backdoor Nick by putting up Jess and Christy, potentially. So there's a lot of, you know, kind of stuff floating around and different potential things that could happen. I don't know. Then we get a fun package of Mickey eating watermelon after watermelon after watermelon. And he's in the DR and he's like, hey, when are we going to get more watermelon? He's asking people, hey, did the watermelons come? And then he's like, hey, Alan the alien broke one of my watermelons. And he's like, you could never get sick of eating watermelon. I've never in my life seen anyone eat as many watermelons as he has. Then in the middle of the night, we get a call. Everyone has to go to the bathroom. So everyone wakes up. It's all dark. Everyone goes to the bathroom. And then the voice is like, ha ha, pranked you. Good prank. Now everybody has to go to the living room. So they go to the living room. And Holly reads a little piece of paper. Oh, America's prankster. The HOH only gets to nominate one player. Only one, not two like normal. The America's Prankster gets to secretly nominate the second player. If the player that America's Prankster has nominated comes off the block, then the America's Prankster gets to re-secretly nominate somebody else. Oh, and Holly just keeps saying, I told you, see, told you, told you, told you, told you. And Christy cries because she's like, I'm going to win this because nobody likes me. And it just hurts my heart that no one loves me. And it's just like, okay, relax. You're good. So we have Holly and Christy in the HOH. And Holly's talking about how the HOH is going to impact her game. And, you know, she's like, I had this kind of a second thought since last night about putting you on the block, blah, blah, blah. And then we have Holly and Nick in the bedroom. And there's a lot of wheeling and dealing. And Nick is promising the world, and I'll use the veto if I can, and I'll do all this for you, blah, blah, blah. And when he leaves, Holly's like, yeah, sure, trustful Nick, everybody trusts Nick, but no one trusts Nick because he's going everywhere. So Nick is and then we have another package. We had two packages, eating packages this week. This one is, Nick is like, Christy is the most obnoxious eater I've ever seen, not just in the house, but in the entire country, maybe even the whole world. And they just show her just chewing and smacking and chewing, and it's horrible, and it's super gross and super loud. And right after that, Nick is in the DR, where he gets the envelope. He is America's prankster, everyone. And it's up to him to let people know or not know if he wants to keep this a secret or not. He's decided he is going to keep a secret. But then he's like, really overplaying it. Like, he's like, just, it's one of those thou doth protest too much type of things, where he's just like, hey, I wonder who won it. Hey, who won it? Who do you think won it? Who won it? Who won it? Who won it? And it's like, you won it. It's kind of like how early in the season Mickey was just like, hey, I wonder who that hinky vote is. The hinky vote was Nicole. Hinky vote, hinky vote. And everybody's like, oh, you, so you did it. You're talking about it all the time. So same thing with Nick, where Nicole's kind of like, okay, so you basically, she's like, you have it. Nick does not lie super well. So Holly and Mickey have a chance to get Christy and Nick out, and Nick and Nicole are like continuing the conversation from the awkwardness where Nicole kind of figured out that Nick probably won the thing. And Nicole's like, this is crazy. And Nick's like, yep, this is crazy. And then we have a shot of Nick in the DR where he's like, I am thinking of putting Mickey up. You know, he's trying to figure out the odds as to who would be more likely to go home against him if he happens to be up. So then we go to the nominations where Holly puts Nick up. Whew. And Holly says something like, you know, evidently throughout the whole game, I've put you on the block and you haven't gone home. So guess I'll try again. And Nick goes, it's all love. And she goes, it's all love. So it's all love. So that's nice. And then Nick, who is America's prankster, who is our secret guy, he puts up. Is it Mickey? No, it's Christy. And he's like, I weighed all the numbers and I wanted to figure out who would have the best chance of staying against. And I guess he came up with Christy because, you know, she did blow up his game. So I think there's a little bit of spite in there as well. So I would have either gone with Christy or Mickey. Honestly, maybe Mickey because Holly can't vote and he doesn't really know about the alliance that Nicole and Cliff have. So it kind of becomes a thing where it's just like, who's going to vote for who to stay? And who knows? So then Christy cries some more and she feels like she's being really challenged in this whole situation, which, come on. Earlier in the episode, I forgot, Nick said, why don't you manifest some truth? Which is kind of a silly thing to say. And what was the other thing I was going to say? Next week. Next is Zingbot. Zingbot. Very exciting stuff. So I can't wait for that. We're back on it. We're back in it. We're here. We're going to do the rest of the season. Things are getting interesting. Things are getting crazy. Things are getting wild. It all started, I feel like, when Jack went home. So good for that. I am Shelby Quinn. Please listen to the other Big Brother podcast. If you want to, like us. Give us a rating. Give us a review. That helps out tremendously. Tell your friends about it. If your friends watch Big Brother, tell them about the show. It'd be great. I was talking to somebody and they were like, hey, do you do interviews? And I was just like, I barely know how to do any of this at this point. So not as of now, but maybe we'll figure that out at some point. All right, gang, we'll see you on the other side.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Shelby Quinn, your long lost friend. That's right, I was gone last week. I think I warned you that maybe I was going to be going away on vacation, and then I did, and I also said that there's not going to be a TV, and there wasn't, and there was very little internet, and I can't believe it. I missed a ridiculous week of Big Brother. I missed a ridiculous week of this season. I hope you missed me. I certainly missed you. I'm going to recap real quick because I did go a little bit on the internet and, you know, I kind of kept up a little bit and, you know, I think maybe where we left off, Mickey was the HOH and he put Christy and Annalise on the block and, you know, Christy and Nick had a giant blowout fight on Taco Tuesday. I missed something called Taco Tuesday where there was just a fight, yell, yell, fight, scream, fight. And Christy completely blew Nick's game up. And she exposed everything that he's been going on. Mickey went on to win the veto and he did not use it. So you think Christy's his target. She's going to go home, right? Well, no. Somehow, Christy ends up staying on a 5-1 vote, and Annalise is gone. What? So how did this happen? Well, they told us all about it during this episode. Also, after the eviction, we had an HOH. Holly is now the HOH. So Mickey's got to be feeling pretty good. Mickey wins. Holly wins. They got rid of Annalise last week. Now's another chance to get rid of Christy, right? Well, hold on there, because it's prank week. What is prank week? I guess there's some shenanigans that are going on, and America gets to vote for someone to be America's prankster. What does that entail? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. What I'm saying is, there's been a lot going on. How have you kept up? How haven't I kept up? I have a Big Brother podcast, and I just traipse about for the summer? No. It is day 65. Mickey is like, listen, I know that America is wondering what is going on. Why didn't I get rid of Christy? Why is Christy still here? And, you know, he's basically like, our plan, now that she's exposed Nick, is to use her to get rid of Nick. And then we can get rid of Christy, basically, with no blood on our hands. So that's their big plan. He's talking about prank week and, you know, with Holly trying to figure out how it's going to affect her HOH and how it could ruin it or how it could have no effect. No one knows. And Christy is freaking out, and then she has all this guilt that Sis is gone and she blew up her best friend in the house's game. I thought Tommy was your best friend in the house. Now Sis is your best friend in the house? I really can't keep up. I really can't. So, 28 hours before the eviction ceremony, so before Christy is all but assured to go home, we have Christy with Cliff, and they're making deals. And Christy's like, you know, what can I do? What can you do for me? You know, yada, yada, yada. If you vote this way, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, so Cliff's in there. Cliff seems to be all in with wheeling and dealing. Like, he's always kind of involved, which I like. Then we have Christy with Mickey and Holly. And Christy's like, on my sister. She's like, here's how it's going to work. I will go against Nick. I will take Nick out. I am even willing to be a pawn. You can use me if you want. Right? And Nick is like, no, not Nick. Mickey. That's an N. It should be an M. But he's like, listen, at this point in the game, Christy just has more to offer to us than Annalise did. Annalise is just kind of there, but they can actually weaponize Christy to have her go after Nick, so we might keep her, basically. This is kind of where all this stuff is happening. So Christy's going around the house. She's making deals. She's greasing palms. She's doing everything she's got to do. 20 hours before the eviction, Cliff is talking to Christy, and Cliff is saying, listen, I just need to have your promise that I'm not going to go up, obviously, but also that Nicole's not going to go up. Now, here's a weird thing that he did. He's like, Nicole and I have a much closer relationship than people might think. And I'm sitting there like, why are you telling her that, bro? Why are you giving her this information? You probably didn't need to give her this information. That's valuable secret information. But Chrissy's down for it. And she's like, yeah. And then we have in the HOH room, Mickey and Holly and Cliff and Nicole. And they're kind of solidifying, you know, working together, final four. And Cliff is Nicole's number one, you know. So they're tight, which makes me very happy that Nicole A has made it this far into the game. And B, that she's got Cliff to work with. I think that's a good pairing. So Cliff and Nicole, you know, they're like together and they're like, Holly winning HOH is great for us. It is perfect for us. Because if we're working with them, then they're going to aim somewhere else. And they're going to take another one of the numbers out of the other people. down. And Mickey and Holly are together, and they're like, Nick and Christy are our targets. And if somehow that doesn't work out, if this prankster thing comes up, because Holly is totally freaked out about the prankster thing, then she's like, I guess we'll just go for Jess. Because I guess Jess really hasn't made any inroads with them. Which is interesting because when, Kat left, and she was upset with Cliff because Cliff was going to work with some people in the house with Nicole. I guess that's maybe why Jess isn't included in this, but it seems like they could have pulled her in at this point, but I don't know. And Holly's super freaked out about the pranks. I keep saying that. Mickey is just like trying to make a joke, but he's like, watch this. Watch me go home on your HOH, which would be kind of amazing. And Holly is just like, don't you say that type of thing. So in the HOH competition, which was, it looked like it was going to be one of those question answer things, but then the whole wall opened and it was a ball rolling thing. And Holly got a perfect score, but Nicole, Cliff, and Jess all scored the lowest, which means they got punishments. And their punishment is that they have to, at the drop of a hat, make a pie, you know, have a pie crust, use a Miracle Whip, and then they have to smash them into the face of whoever the voice says that they have to do it to. Ah, that's crazy. So the first one, they have to make the pie, smash it into their own face. The next one, they have to smash it into each other's face. The third one, they have to do a slow motion face smash. And then, here's where it starts to suck for them, is at 3:15 in the morning, they get told to make pies, and then they have to go, and I think Tommy gets a pie, Nick gets a pie, and Christy gets a pie. And so, I mean, you're kind of messing with people's games when you're doing that, even though they're not in control, because, you know, they're bringing other people into it. So it's kind of sad for them, but it's fine. So we have Cliff and Nicole walk into the HOH room, and Mickey and Holly are there, and Mickey's like, hey, how do you guys feel about going up as pawns? And then it's like a weird, awkward silence, and there's kind of like a, what? Why are we, what? Huh? Pawns? And in my head, I was even like, why are they going to be, oh, they were just kidding. Funny one, Mickey. Very funny. And Cliff is like, man, we've got the votes, so we can do whatever we want this week. And Holly is still, true to form, freaked out about the prank. So she is very locked in on this prank. Now, you know what? I think I'm going to go to my little sponsored segment, because the next thing I'm going to talk about is pretty important, and it ties into the beginning of the episode. So, without further ado, this is the Other Big Brother Podcast. Missed you last week. Happy to be back. Don't forget to go listen to us on non-productive.com. I am Shelby Quinn, your long-lost best friend, and I'll see you on the other side.